It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes we just know things.
We do.
Sometimes there's just simply no explanation as to why a loved one will be able to sense or feel another person is in trouble. Quite often that occurs with close family members, children, parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, things of that nature. Sometimes it occurs just between friends. It doesn't always have to be a blood relative. I think it's much more having to do with an emotional connection that you have with another individual. Very frequently, it does occur within families. Now, some would say, well, you know, if you know someone's not in good health or something, maybe it's already in the back of your mind that there's going to be something that goes wrong with them at some point. Sure. But how is it that at the moment, at that exact time, when you're really not thinking about it and you don't have anxiety about it, constantly, would you suddenly feel and know just as fact that there is something that has dramatically taken a turn for the worse, especially when you're miles and miles away and there wasn't any extreme ominous forewarning? In fact, just the opposite in our next story. Things seem to be going better for one family member that was having health problems. Looked like things were going to be on the upside then. They'd gotten through the woods. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. But one grandchild knew their grandfather on a different level than everyone else. Take a listen. I was close to my paternal grandfather. I didn't get to see him very often because he lived in another state. Still, I idolized him. He was smart, funny, and well-respected in his community. On February 27th of 2007, I was at a friend's house for a slumber party for her birthday. Around the early morning hours, 3 or 4 a.m., I woke up with tears streaming down my face and my grandfather on my mind. I had a horrible feeling in the pit of my stomach, but chalked it up to junk food and went back to sleep. When I returned home later that morning, there was a message on the answering machine from my dad telling me to call him. I'd never heard so much sadness in my dad's voice before, and my heart dropped. I called him, and he told me that my grandfather had passed away early that morning. My grandfather had been in and out of the hospital for a bad case of pneumonia, but he'd been doing better. So hearing he had passed was very surprising and devastating for the family. Flash forward a bit, preparation for his cremation and memorial have been made. This was a really hard time for me because I was told I wouldn't be able to attend. My dad didn't want to take me out of school and fly me out of state for the service. He told me he would read the eulogy I wrote, but that didn't make me feel any better. I spent days surrounding the service feeling down about it. I felt like I'd let my grandfather down by not being there. Plus, I really wanted to say goodbye and felt like I wasn't getting the chance to do so. I can't remember if this next part happened on the day of his service or after. I'd come home from school and felt exhausted. I'd laid down on my bed to rest and dozed off. In my dream, I woke up in my bed because I felt someone else sit on it. When I looked, I saw my grandfather sitting at the end of my bed. Tears came to my eyes, and I told him I was so sorry that I couldn't come to say goodbye. that I loved him, and I was planning on following in his footsteps for our family business. He sat quietly with his hand resting on my leg and listened to the dream that I had. When I finished telling him, and all I wanted to, he patted my leg and said, "That's good, kiddo." Kiddo is what he always called me. He continued and told that he just wanted to tell me goodbye, and he loves me, was proud of me. He patted my leg again and got up. I woke up crying again, much like at my friend's party, but didn't feel nearly as sad this time. I might have been my 11-year-old brain making up a dream to make me feel better about the situation, but after hearing some of the stories on this program, I'd like to believe it was my grandfather visiting me so we could both say goodbye and have one final moment together.
I'm lost and lovely, but I can hear your voice.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.